This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Scuffles broke out at a West Bank protest on Wednesday in Ramallah as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Police try to push protesters away from the Palestinian presidency headquarters, where Blinken's meeting Abbas, and then block a road nearby. Activist Jamal Juma accuses the Secretary of State of being one of the organizers of what's going on in the Gaza Strip.
It's a shame to receive a Blinken, who's one of the organizers of the genocide in Gaza Strip.
Blinken wants to seek governance reforms as part of U.S. efforts to rally the region behind post-war plans for Gaza that also includes concrete steps towards a Palestinian state. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Israeli military says it has found evidence that hostages were present in an underground tunnel in the Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. The military showed the tunnel to journalists who were escorted into a neighborhood near the ruins of destroyed homes and streets. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari described what Israeli soldiers found in the tunnel.
We found in this tunnel hostage remains, hostage DNA. Hostages were held here in this tunnel system.
Gaza's second largest city has become the focus of Israel's war on Hamas in recent weeks. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said at the White House Wednesday, the attacks by Yemen-based Houthi militants in the Red Sea are unlawful and escalatory.
Despite what the Houthis may say, they are threatening and targeting commercial vessels with ties to countries all over the world, many of which have no connection to Israel whatsoever.
The Houthis have vowed to continue attacks until Israel halts the conflict in Gaza and warned they would attack U.S. warships if the militia group itself was targeted. This is VOA News. Using military threats, diplomatic pressure, fake news, and financial inducements for politicians, China is being accused of deploying a broad strategy to influence voters in Taiwan's elections to pick candidates who favor unification. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
China's ultimate goal is to take control of the self-governing island democracy, whose high-tech economy supplies key components for computers, cell phones, and other electronic devices. Colonel Lo Cheng-Yu of Taiwan's Joint Intelligence Research Center says according to their observation, the Chinese military is still carrying out regular training and maintaining military intimidation near Taiwan's waters. China in general refuses to acknowledge the legitimacy of Taiwan's political institutions and has not commented on Taiwan's upcoming elections. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. Republican Party presidential candidates Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis attacked each other early and often in Wednesday's debate in the Midwestern state of Iowa. The two traded insults of each other's records and character instead of focusing on former President Donald Trump. Trump once again skipped the debate to hold a separate town hall event indicative of his status as the frontrunner for the 2024 nomination. The debate between Haley and DeSantis occurred just days before Iowa Republicans hold the first vote to determine the party's nominee. Hours before Wednesday's debate, one of the candidates for the Republican nomination ended his campaign. VOA's Rick Pantaleo explains.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced Wednesday that he is dropping out of the Republican presidential race in his effort to block Donald Trump's pathway to the nomination.
I've always said that there came a point in time in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal that I would get out.
Christie made his decision to drop out at a town hall in New Hampshire just hours before the fifth debate of the 2024 election cycle kicked off without him. Chris Christie had been under intense pressure to leave the race as Trump's critics worked to unify behind a possible Republican choice to the former president. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. That's Issues in the News here on VOA. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.